So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the incident of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, who was executed by the Romans because Metzuhu Shoyi Yeshiv al Isik Batayru Makal Kilis Barabim, Vesevet Torah Munach Le Bechekai. The Romans found him teaching Torah in public with a Sefer Torah in his lap. During the trial, the Romans asked Rabbi Chanina, Amaika Sakta Bay Raisa, why did you learn Torah? To which Chanina responded, Kashat Sivani Hashem Likai, because Hashem commanded me to study Torah. Mead Gazru Lav Lesrefa Valishta Lahariga Valbita Lesha Bukubish al Zainas. The Romans immediately sentenced Reb Chanin to be burned at the stake, and that his wife should be killed, and that his daughter should be confined in the house of Znus. The Gemara explains, a loveless Sreifa shall Yehoigias Hashem Beisi Yisab. Reb Chanin was punished with Sreifa because he would pronounce Hashem's name as it's written, and this is a severe transgression for which Ein Lem Chelik Loim Abba, one loses his portion in the world to come. And although Reb Chanin al Islamida, but his intentions were only to study the shame which is permitted, nevertheless he was punished because Befarhes Yehav, he should not have done this in public. And as Rashi explains, V'afil Islamid yesh lachush l'chveit harav HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im atzadikim kechot asayra. Because Reb Chanin should have been more concerned for the honor of the Shem Hashem, and Hashem punished tzadikim even for a minor sin in order to cleanse them. V'alishter lahariga, delay michabe. Reb Chanin's wife was punished because she did not protest his actions. And kol mishiyesh biyodi limchis, ve'ina meicha nenesh alav. One who could have prevented someone from sinning but chose to remain silent is held responsible for the other person's sin. V'albita leisha b'kubish al zaynis. Reb Chanin's daughter was punished because pam'achas heisebita ma'alechis lefne gidei l'raymi. Once she was walking before the influential Romans, and when she heard them comment, Kamano'is p'siyosel, shall ribazu? This girl walks beautifully. Miyadiktika b'siyosel, she was careful to take nice steps. And this was a sin because kol kvud bas melech p'nima, a Jewish woman must act with modesty. The Gemara relates that b'shosha yatsu shloshton tzadko alei masadin. When the Romans carried out their sentence on these three, they recited the three psukim in which one accepts Hashem's judgment, which begins with Hatsur tamim pa'alei. The Romans executed Reb Chanina as follows. Biyuhu v'karchu b'sefer Taira, v'kifu b'chevli z'mayris b'tzisu ben esaur. V'viyu s'fugin shal tzema v'sharm b'mayim v'nichem aliboy, k'dei shalei tetzi nishmasi mehera. They first wrapped Reb Chanina in his sefer Taira and surrounded him with bundles of wood which they put on fire. They then put on him bundles of wool that were soaked in water to delay his death so that he experiences the pain. The Roman attendant asked Reb Chanina, Imani marber b'shal heves, v'noytel s'fugin shal tzema me'al libcha. If I were to increase the flames and take away the wool to hasten your death, will you bring me to the world to come? Reb Chanina swore that he would. The attendant did so, and Reb Chanina died quickly. And then the attendant also jumped into the burning flames, and the baskal announced, Reb Chanina ben Tradin v'kaltzad benuri mizuman in hin l'chayel maba. Both Reb Chanina and the attendant will enter the world to come. Upon hearing this incident, Rebbe wept and said, Yesh kanei lama b'sha'achas, v'yesh kanei lama b'kamashanim. The attendant merited Olam Haba in only 1 hour, while others merit Olam Haba only after many years of Avodas Hashem. The Gemara continues, Berur yudebesu de Remeir, brat de Reb Chanina ben Tradin havya. The wife of Remeir, who was another daughter of Reb Chanina ben Tradin, asked Remeir to rescue her sister from the Kuvish al Zaynas. First, Remeir disguised himself and confirmed that loy of the Isura, she had not committed any znos. Then Remeir went to the guard and paid him a tarkova de dinru, a significant amount of gold coins, to release her, and told him, Palga palach u palga lahavalach, half the money is for you, and the other half is to pay off the Romans who take account of all the women. And when there's no money left, recite the following words, Elika de Meir aneini, and you will be saved. The Gemara relates that Ishtameya milsa bimalka, asyua asku l'skifa. When the emperor discovered this, they put the guard on the gallows to be hanged, but when he recited Elika de Meir aneini, they took him down. The Romans then attempted to find Remeir to arrest him, but come Arak Asal Bavel, he managed to escape to Bavel. The Gemara proceeds with a brayso regarding the previous Mishnah's halacha, Ein Bainini Mohem, it's Tadaya. A Jew may not help non-Jews erect a building in which they conduct bullfighting. Tan Rabbanan. Ha'hoilich litztadinu ulcharkam, v'rosha mesanachoshem v'sachabaran, harizim eshebleitzim. A Jew may not go to the stadiums to watch bullfighting and magicians because this is considered a gathering of mockers, and the pasuk in Tehillim states, Ashrei ha'ish, asher lo holach batzas v'sham, uv'meishav leitzim lo yashav, kiim b'seis Hashem chepzai. Praised be the person who does not sit in the company of mockers, but rather learns Torah. This teaches us, ha'lamadato shedvarm halolu mevi'in es ha'adam lidei bitl Torah. The activities of the litzanim cause one to become negligent in his learning of Torah. The Gemara questions this from a contradicting brisa. A Jew is permitted to go to the etzadinim because he can yell and possibly save a Jewish life. David the Gemara concludes that this is actually a machlekes tanoim in the Braisa. The Chacham hold, one is forbidden to go watch bullfighting. While Reb Nosson Matar Reb Neshnei Devarim, one is permitted to go watch bullfighting for two reasons. Reb Neshet Tzavach U'matzel, because he can possibly save a Jewish life. And Reb Neshet Meid Edus Isha Lahasiyah, he can testify about a Jew's death so that his wife can remarry. The Gemara proceeds with a brayso regarding a similar halacha. Tan Rabbanan. In Holchin L'Tartiyos L'Karkisoyos, Reb Neshet Mezablon Shem Zibul Avodis Kechavim Devri Emeir. Remeir says a Jew may not go to the Roman theaters and circuses because all these places donate their proceeds to Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Nasa v'Nasan Aser, if a Jew did sell them an item, the proceeds are forbidden to him and all benefits because these are possibly from Demei Avodas Kechavim. While Chum disagree and say that only some places donate to Avodah Zarah and therefore the reason for not going there depends. Malkim Shemezablin Aser, Memnei Chashal Avodas Kechavim. In places where they do donate, a Jew is forbidden to go because people will suspect him in donating to Avodah Zarah. In places that they do not donate, a Jew is also forbidden to go because this is considered a place of Latanas. However, regarding old places, Nasa Benasa Mutter, where a Jew did sell them an item, his proceeds are permitted because there is no concern that he received Demei Avodas Kechavim. The Gemara now elaborates on the previously mentioned pasuk: Ashrei ha'ish asher lo holach batzas sham, uvederech hatom lo amad, uvemoshim leitzim lo yashav. Praises the person who did not go in the ways of the wicked, and he did not stand in the ways of the sinners, and he did not sit in the company of mockers. The Gemara asks: Pchim ha'achar shelo holach heichen amad, u'ma'achar shelo amad heichen yashav, u'ma'achar shelo yashav heichen latz. If he did not go, then certainly he did not stand or sit, and he did not come to litzanus. The Gemara explains that the pasuk comes to teach shem holach sefer lamad. Vem amat sefer leishiv, vem yeshiv sefer lalutz. One who does go there will eventually come to stand and sit, and will eventually come to Latzanus. And the Gemara proceeds with the severity of Latzanus. Amar Rabbi Yazar, kalamis leitzit yisurin boinilov. One who is occupied with Latzanus will suffer affliction. Kalamis leitzit mizaynesiv mismaitin. His income will decline. Kalamis leitzit nefil begehenim. He will end up in Gehenim. Kalamis leitzit garim kliya la'olam. He causes destruction to the world. Upon which Rabbi Eliezer concluded, Litzanus kasha he shetchlas yisurin v'seifik kliyah.